أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He would direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with the truthful, those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhaakumut takathur hatta zultumul maqabir كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. صدق الله العظيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Competing to gain material things distracts you. That is, until you are made to stay in the grave. No doubt you will come to know. Again, there is no doubt that you will come to know. No doubt if you only knew with unquestionable knowledge that you will see the blazing hellfire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our dear Muslim brother, whom we have asked Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to either grant him more time in this dunya or to bless him with the best of the akhirah, has in fact returned to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our dear Muslim brother, Dr. Tanubu. His janazah was yesterday here, this masjid. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi laraji'un. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we pray for him and we are following him. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, surely we are following him. But our daily grind occupies our time. And as the saying goes, out of sight, out of mind. Thus the word of Allah SWT is proven against us. We are distracted from what is lasting and real because we lust after the temporary. We lust after what is fleeting that won't last. While with each passing day, Almighty Allah SWT gives us sign after sign that we are coming to an end. Whether it be as today, we are speaking of our Muslim brother who is no longer with us. Or whether it be that we look at our child or someone else's children and say, MashaAllah, you're getting big. Or we see the year change and we say, SubhanAllah, it's my birthday again? Or we look in the mirror and say, La ilaha illallah, where did that bald spot come from? Each of these are gentle but solid signs. Solid signs that say, it's coming. Are you ready? And some of us do our best to prepare, while others ignore these signs and get distracted. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayy suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. O mankind, what has distracted you from your Lord, most beneficial? The one who created you, shaped you, and proportioned you in any form that he wished, he put you together. It's the dunya, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. The dunya and our attitude about it must change if we are to be successful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about himself because no one else can. And the first thing that we must acknowledge when we come to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, La ilaha illallah, that there is no one else that we can turn to. If we understand this beautifully sweet phrase, we understand, don't enslave yourself to anyone or anything, because there is no one else except Allah that can help you. And if we miss this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that he is ar-razaq. He is the provider. He is the one who has fashioned every living thing and designed what it needs and created the desire for those needs within his creatures. Birds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different foods for them. The bees, he's made different flowers for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us, We understand the foods that we are attracted to and that we are repulsed by. What he made for us sustains us and is healthy. And the grateful, intelligent Muslim, when he enjoys what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not amongst the ghafilun, those who are neglectful, heedless. Inshallah, he is amongst the dhakirun, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the Muslim with a glass of water, he begins by saying Bismillah, and he ends saying Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alahu 'adban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. All praise belongs to Allah, the one who has made this refreshing and pleasant by his mercy and has not made it salty and repulsive due to our sins. And he could have. And he could have. As he says in his book, that those who were ungrateful, who denied him, who denied what he has provided for him, who denied that he is Ar-Razaq, they thought themselves self-sufficient. What will they be made to eat? From the tree of Zaqum, ta'amun athim, a foul food. But they will eat it like hungry camels. A lot of us have never seen hungry camels. You ought to check out the Discovery Channel. It's an amazing sight. Wallahi al-Azim. So that when you see that and you hear what Allah says, he will eat it like that, you'll see, wow, subhanAllah. May Allah save me from that. But you have to be grateful. And you have to recognize who is your provider. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, قُلْ Say, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Again, recalling and reminding you, who is giving this to you? Say, Allah says, in the very last ayah of Surah Al-Mulk, tell me, if all your water were to vanish, who then could supply you with water for you and your needs? Allah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is Ar-Razaq. And all the things that we chase belongs to him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again, as I remind myself, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us when he said, and certainly, we shall test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. We will test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth, lives and fruits. Certainly, we shall test you. لَنَبْلُوَكُمْ As opposed to لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ لَنَبْلُوَكُمْ We will test you. With what? Fear. Fear. And hunger. And loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those of you who are saying, why? Hey, it's here. He warns you. It's coming. But he ends this ayah saying, But وَبَشِّرْ, give good news to the صابرين, to those who are patient. In other words, remind them, this is a test. This is only a test. It's all temporary, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. All of it. If it's here, it's temporary. Kullu man alayha fan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave anything out in that statement. Kullu man alayha. Whatever is on earth will vanish. It is going. It won't remain. There's nothing that you can put your stock in on this earth that will remain. Only the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be here. As he says and he warns us, when everything is gone, when he has wrapped it all up, when there is not even an atom to reply, he will ask, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمَ? Who's running it today? Yes, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمَ? Who has the dominion today? And there will be nothing to reply. And he will answer himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَّارُ. For Allah, the one, the irresistible. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about ourselves. And he reminds us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this is a test. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you among the rich or among the poor, everything is a test. As he has reminded us again, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَكُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَكُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. And when man is tried by his Lord, by honoring him and blessing him, أَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ, he honors him and he blesses him, then he arrogantly says, ha, my Lord has honored me. وَأَمَّا, but when he is tried by his Lord by restricting his means of livelihood, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that the shaitan threatens you with poverty and pushes you to do the haram. Pushes you. And we must, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is why Allah warns us, so that we have to be on guard. When we find ourselves in a predicament, we have to remember, this is a test. This is only a test. To try which of us will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which of us will turn to Him. Which of us will remember that this situation is only so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see if I am grateful for what I do have. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, look at what Allah has brought about in our time. Look at the circumstances and what has occurred. Here we are, and most of us, we would long to be tried with wealth. Oh, I wish that was my test. Some of us say that. But I remind you, as I remind myself, what happened on Monday? LA Lakers owner, a team worth $7 billion. They got the call. He's gone. Where did he go? Where is he now? I tell you where he's now. Paying a visit to the grave. A very long, dark visit. And we are following him. We are following him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah is Ar-Razaq. And again, he reminds us, as we've mentioned, the shaitan threatens you with poverty and pushes you to the haram. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, you're not going to rob Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not going to gain what he has not already decreed. He is Ar-Razaq, and the rizq, the provision, is muqaddar. It's written. It's decided. It was decided when it was decided you would live. When it was decided that a ruh would be descended to you, would be decreed for you, that you would come out of the womb of your mother, then there was a decision for your rizq, and it was written on all of our foreheads. The one who cheats himself is who tries to rob Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listening to the shaitan. You're going to be poor if you don't do this. Here's an opportunity. Ain't no other way to make it, brother. Go on and do this or do that. In the 8th century, there lived a great poet, famous in Arab culture. And there was a guard at the gate of Al-Amin, who was the ruler at the time. He was at the outer rim, and that was his job, to make sure only those who had been granted leave by El-Amin should pass. This poet, Abu Nawas, he was one of them. And the guard frequently saw Abu Nawas go in empty-handed and come out with a wheelbarrow full of treasure. His visits became more and more frequent. And with every visit, the guard became more and more jealous. So one day the guard made up his mind. And when Abu Nuwas approached to gain entry, he said no. The poet said, "Why? I'm here as a guest."
"Not today."
He said, "The Amir, he will hear of this."
"Not today."
And so the poet realized, "Not today." So he turned to go, and the guard said, "Wait a minute. I'll let you by on one condition." He said, "What's that?" He said, "From now on, you and me,
we're partners."
"Partners?" He said, "Yeah, partners. How much of a partner?"
"Half."
So the poet, he thought for a moment. And finally he agreed. And with that he was let to go by. And so the guard waited. And it wasn't long before a commotion was heard in the palace behind him. Soon, one of the workers therein, he came to fetch the guard. He said, "The poet has called for you." The guard said, "What happened?" He said, "The Amir was in tears with laughter. The poet gave a masterful performance today. Wallah, none has been heard like this in the kingdom." And thus the Amir said, "Whatever he wished in the entire kingdom would be his." The guard said, "Really?"
He said, "Yes."
"What did he ask for?" He said, "I don't know, but it was something no one, as long as we can remember, have ever asked for this." The guard could barely contain his excitement and rushed to the halls. When he entered the inner chamber of the Amir, he found Abu Nuwas standing and smiling. Soon as he saw the guard, he said, "Ah! Here's my partner!" And the guards seized him and bound him to a post. Abu Nuwas, he saw that the guard was puzzled. So he went to him, seeing his confusion, and pulled up his shirt, exposing his back, and he said, "Just so you know, I kept my word. I asked the Amir for 100 lashes. He gave me half and saved the half for you." "You're not going to get no more than what Allah has decreed for you." Trickery, schemes, scams, you're not going to get no more than what Allah has decreed for you. And what you want, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as one great scholar prayed, due to hunger, his family had not eaten in days. And he himself was doing his best to be patient. That when he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hunger actually made him forget what to say. And realizing that he was in this position, he said, "Oh Allah, if you decree this for me, that I will not have any of your provision, don't take away my supplication. Don't leave me without this. But if you have not decreed that, then bless me with a provision that it is such, it will not lead me to the fire when you give it to me. That it's blessed here and it's blessed there." This is how you ask We start putting zero, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. That's what we want. More. We don't think, oh Allah, don't give me anything that's going to put me in the fire. Look at our Muslim brother. Subhanallah. Instead of being patient, instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a rizq that would benefit him here, and when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He goes and plays the lottery. And instead of being thoughtful, instead of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hiding, not letting anyone know he won it, he takes a picture with it. Yeah, I won $1 million. And he took all of the cash out, and they took almost 60%. And before he could see $1 of it, somebody of his own family poisoned him, and they laid him to rest. This is here, now. Muslim, you're not going to get anything more than what Allah has decreed for you. And everything you want, He owns. So really, think about that logically. Where should your direction be? What should your focus be? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to Yawm al-Jum'ah, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ, if the call for the prayer comes on the day of Jum'ah, what does he say do? Does he say keep working to the last minute? Does he say, oh, if you catch the two words at the end of the khutbah, you caught the salah? He says, fas'al. Rush. Make haste to the remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُّ الْبَيْعِ, and abandon trade. And he gently reminds us what he has is better, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And constantly we are proving what Allah says against us. Constantly. In that very same surah, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, he speaks of what they used to do to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, as soon as you know, they leave you standing, turn their backs on you, rushing out. After what? What will go away? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, what you miss here, you will find with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you think you gain here, you will miss when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we want, He owns. It's His. You too. What is our problem? We're not going to get more from Ar-Razak than what He has already decided. And if we need more, He's already decided to give us more when we ask. And when we give it back to Him, He shows, I don't need it. I'm going to give you what you gave me. And I'm going to give you more. This is the habit of the Muslim, understanding that this is temporary. This is not my home. This is not my place that I'm trying to build and stay forever, because I can't. That is an impossibility. Okay, you eat the best foods. You live for 100 years. That's just 100 years. You eat better foods. You live for 200 years. Mashallah, it's only 200 years. You eat the better foods. You live for 1,000 years. You still only live 1,000 years. After that, however long it is, life is short. You still have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you still have to go back to the one who has put you here and gave you everything. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I am trying to encourage you to make the best investment, where it lasts.
where it means something. Some of us don't understand. I give and I give and I'm still broke. Brother, Allah don't cheat anybody. See, you may have done one thing enough to put you under hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving that for you to rescue you from yourself. Because that's where it means something. That's where it will actually count and you will be begging for it. He's not cheating you. He's helping you. This is Allah helping you. What we have to remember, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is again, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with the patient. And there is no better gift than if Allah gives you patience. That Allah gives you the understanding, not get discouraged, to not listen to the shaitan. How them prayers work out for you? Maybe you ought to go do this. He's full of suggestions. And all of them lead to hell. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are following those that we bury. We soon will be among them. And all that we have striven for, if we did not invest it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will miss it when we meet Him. We will miss it dearly. We will remember these khutbah. We will remember these reminders. And we will say, Ya laytani, oh woe is me. If only I had done this. If only I had done that. You are here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in a unique situation. This is a place to invest. This is a sadaqah jariyah, a gift, a truth, a haq, a proof of faith that continues on. For those who have invested here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe me, they are among the happy. They are among those who have seen the fruits of their labor and only wish that they could come back to do more. And those who did not will definitely regret it. We see this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as something that it's not. We see this as inconvenience, a hardship, an irritation. Oh, every Friday he's always talking about, no, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one day I won't be here to talk about it. But one day we will meet, and I will remind you that I reminded you then. And it'll be too late for you to say, brother, I wish. Too late. Anything that remains in your pocket will remain here. Anything that you invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find it. I can't remind you of this enough, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And I cannot remind you enough that Ar-Razaq is who you need to call upon. If you find yourself short, guess what? Do you know what the rich do? The exceedingly rich. Do you know what they do? You know what their habit is when they get broke? Now these are kafir. When they find themselves short, they go to their nearest charity and donate. That's a fact. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his rahmah, you know why he gives them more? Because they ain't got nothing else coming. They get all they want right here. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is the paradise for the kafir and a prison for the Muslim. So they're going to get all of this. And you would think, man, why is it? Because it's temporary. It ain't going to last. Our owner of the Lakers, all that had $7 billion, they didn't bury him with one red cent. Trust me. He ain't got none of it with him. They made sure if he had rings, anything, it ain't in that grave. But he worked all his life to get that. And now somebody else is going to spend it. And all the money that he had could not cure him of the cancer that Allah decreed for him. $7 billion team. Now you would think he would have found somebody, hey, fix this. Sorry, man, can't help you. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste death. Just think if Allah had blessed him to think, you know, let me give some of this to Allah's face, because I'm surely meeting him. Where he would be. That he would find when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's our problem? We're the Muslim. We are the Muslim. We have the opportunity to make the best of what's to come. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't fault me for speaking on the behalf of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take it personally. Take the message, inshallah ta'ala, and benefit from it while Allah has given you an opportunity. Bless yourself. And remember, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran, رِزْقَكُمْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your provision is in the heavens, is waiting, hovering above your head. And you may say, okay, how do I get it? That's fine, Brother Omar. I want it to come down. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the answer for you. Bring your rizq down by sadaqah. Give, and it'll come down. Give, and it will come down. Do you know why? Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being merciful and all the other things, do you know why? Very simple. Maybe this will come to you. Maybe this will really get in your brain, and you'll say, oh, what you need to get through this, the risk, what you need to get from point A, life, to B, the passing, the death, what you need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for you. You need X, you need Y, you need Z. You need these clothes, you need this car, you need this house, you need this food. So when you give to him, decreasing from what that could have been bought, he's got to give it back to you. Because you need something else, so he'll give it back plus. You understand what I'm saying? You give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala $100 and he says, well, he's going to need $300 for this. Give it back to him. You give him $1,000. Well, he's going to need $5,000 for this. Give that back to him. Do you understand? It's decreed with numbers. You will buy, it is decreed. Everything you're going to buy, everything you will purchase. Look at what Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf. When the kuffar see the book, what book is this? It don't leave nothing out. And it's numbered. He says it. So what you think that you're missing, you are cheating yourself with it. When you don't invest it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he knows your needs. He is ar-razaq. Invest heavy. You will not miss it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.